You're listening to the Theater Talk Podcast. Hi, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Theater Talk. So today's episode is a bit different. Now, I do have a guest, but she's not a Broadway star. Well, she will be in the future. I know that for sure. But her name is Lucy. You may know Lucy as she is the host of the Broadway Brains podcast. So by today's episode being different, we are going to just be pure theater kids. That's literally what the entire episode is. It's just us chatting about all things theater, lots of Chris McCarroll because we are obsessed with him. And today it's just going to be a bunch of fun. Now I'm going to try and limit the editing to a very minimal amount because I want you guys people to see our personalities and who we are as people. So, without further ado, let's get right into it. I'm super excited. Hello!
Hey. Okay, sorry. My chair is way too back. I'm moving forward. Okay, let's go.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. It's just a normal day. It's a Friday, so that means it's going into the weekend.
Yep.
So that's fun. I'm already feeling tired, but...
Great. So thank you so much for coming. I mean, we've been talking for a while, but thank you for coming on my podcast.
No problem. I am ready to rock and roll.
Cool. Well, because you're new here, for people who might not know, can you just give a brief explanation? Then we can just be pure theater kids for a good 30 minutes.
Yeah, sure. Oh, sorry. Just got a weird thing. Hi, my name is Lucy. I am 12 years old. I'm from Seattle, Washington. I do musical theater. I also have a podcast called Broadway Brains by Lucy, where I interview people. I also am like a musical theater person, so I do stuff. I'm also a regular 12-year-old, so I don't know how much I can go into that, but I like dogs. I do graphic designing. I think, wraps me up.
Yes. Okay. Well, what's your favorite musical? I think that'll be a good conversation starter.
Okay. It kind of changes, but right now, since I'm with you, I'm kind of feeling The Lightning Thief.
Yep.
especially, you showed me this like amazing video of them singing, George and Chris doing a rap from Hamilton, and Chris is being offbeat, so stay tuned.
Yeah, Jalen at the end being all like, Chris, why are you offbeat, my dude?
Like, what are you doing here, man?
Yeah, I mean, quite interesting, and their wigs are a whole nother level.
Yep, they use, I think Jalen's wig from when she was Sally, and then Mrs. Dodd's wig from Sarah Beth.
Yeah, I think so. Except I think the Mrs. Dodd's wig was in curlers from that because it looked like George Washington a bit.
Oh, yep. I was like, is that from Hamilton? But Hamilton, they didn't actually wear wigs. So I was like, that can't be.
Okay, so let's, one of the first questions that I got from one of the listeners is movies or books you would like to see as musicals?
Okay, I have to think. So I have like two. One's The Hunger Games. I don't know how that would work at all, but I just kind of want to see that. And then second is like a spy one. So like Spy School or Charlie Thorne. Those are two books that I love. They're by Stuart Gibbs. I would think that's a kind of interesting, like a spy movie to be turned into a musical. Well, it's not a movie yet, but I think that would be kind of be cool to see.
Yeah, I mean, a movie that I'd want to see, I want to see Lilo and Stitch as a musical.
Mm-hmm.
And then, although I don't understand how they do like the ocean parts. Books, I want to see, there's like this theater kid series called Jack and Louisa. It's written by Andrew Keenan Bolger and Kate Weatherhead, who were in Legally Blonde and Newsies. But basically, I want to see, even though there's three books, I want to see at least one of them as a musical.
Speaking of the water thing, when I went to see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, what they did, I'm not going to say whether I like this or not. I don't really like it. But basically, they had this, like, huge, kind of like the bubble in Wicked, but a little bit bigger. It kind of looked like an eye. And they came down, and then they had ropes, people hanging from ropes behind it. And it kind of, and they said that was the water, like the lake thing. And I was just like, I feel like they could step it up a notch, but that's how they did it.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, water and tea in the Lightning Thief was toilet paper, which genius. But like,
the leaf blowers.
Mm-hmm.
I think somewhere in my house I have a toilet paper like tissue from then.
Yes. I didn't know the show existed when it was touring, and so I found a bootleg, which was fabulous because there's only like one out there, and then there's the one when it was first starting when they performed for schools.
Yeah, when they performed from schools was very different, and I don't think Chris was even playing Percy.
No, Chris was doing his Les Mis thing.
Oh, it was back then in Les Mis? Wow, that's actually a mm-hmm. long time ago.
Yeah, and then I'm pretty sure it was when Chris was in Les Mis because Kristen was still in it at the very beginning, and then she just stuck around for all of it.
Interesting.
But, mm-hmm. Here, this show's very...
2 seconds. I'm right here. I have... Where is it? That's not good. That's not it. Okay, I can't find my Broadway playbill. But when they came on tour... I came there. Chris didn't come out in the stage door, mm-hmm. which I was very disappointed. But then I made it my goal to see him on Broadway and to meet him. Then I met him. But here, I don't know if the listeners will be able to see it, but that's my
Oh, wow. And that's my ringtone. I'm very sorry. Yeah. It's literally, so if you think you are a half-blood... Better get headed to the exits now.
Oh my gosh, the nostalgia that brings me. Oh.
So another one is, how did you get started in theater? Mine is an interesting story, but...
Okay, I guess I'll share mine. I think... So I'm from the Philippines originally, and there they had this repertory program, Repertory Philippines. And basically, like, for a month... You, like, rehearse a show, and then in the end, you do it for public performances. And I was thrown into that when I was, like, 6, I think. And I had these little banana gummies, and I was so shy back then. Like, I would not talk to anyone. So I was just sitting in the corner eating my banana gummies. And that was just basically me, and I was just eating my banana gummies. And then I got to play an owl, and I think I... I don't know the full story, but I think for one part, I was just standing on stage going like this to the audience because I was like, whoa, there's so many people. But then after that, I think I got a little more comfortable there. And then now I like to think I don't freeze on stage, which is very good. So what's your story?
All right. So mine is, well, my mom had been taking me to like what's it called, because we have this like kind of musical theater place here in San Jose called CMT, and so then like they did like a main stage show just like the older kids, and they had little kids shows, and so my mom always took me to see those. And then you know, when like iconic Disney movies with like songs came out, I was always singing those. And then I was also put into dance at a very young age. I was like 2. And I had this, like, joke that I'd do this thing called, like, hip-hop, but it wasn't really just me going, like, arms waving up and down. And then my first show was when I was in second grade. We were doing Annie. and I was so excited. But then when it came for auditions, I couldn't sing everything and like anything because I was way too shy. And so like there's all my other friends who are being like very big and like with their arms and everything. They got cast like the orphans. I was Sandy the dog because the only thing I could literally say was woof. So I was Sandy. And then what else was there? Yeah. And so then from then on, I did more and like more camps and those things. And as that went on, I kind of became, well, what I am now, which is a theater kid. So that's my theater story. Okay. So, another question is celebs with no training being in musicals. Oh, that's an interesting one.
Oh, so as in like Cameron Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess they're asking for our opinion on it.
Yeah, I think that too.
Sorry, I'm going to make a really bad noise right now. Did you hear that?
Yeah, a little bit.
I poked a pen into my microphone because I felt like it. Let's see. I actually didn't see Cameron Dallas, but I did see Colleen. But I think Colleen had training, so I don't know if that can count. But I don't, honestly, I don't know if, I know Cameron Dallas did get a lot of hate, and I feel like if he was actually putting his all into it, I don't think he should actually be getting hate, because then it's like the people who cast him's fault. Because if he was really like putting his heart out on there and was really excited and wanted to do it, then I don't think like he should be getting hate for like being a celebrity and maybe not doing as good of a job as Kyle Selig. Because like Kyle Selig is giving the bar like really high. So I don't know how I feel about people blaming him.
Yeah, I was going to say something similar because for Cameron, I was watching this one video and it was by this like voice teacher. Her name is Hannah Bayless. Basically, she was like talking about how he could mix because she heard it in there. But then like he wasn't really given the right resources to sing well. And then Colleen, I know, has training. I just know that her experience with Waitress was that her friend, like her fans were like really obnoxious during it. So that's what I heard.
Yeah, I heard like on the opening number. So like Jenna, and then like Jenna comes in and she's doing like opening up. And then so what I thought was kind of obnoxious is like no one would applaud when Allison left. That was the Jenna when Colleen was there would applaud, but as soon as Colleen came, everyone started clapping, and I was kind of like, well, everyone there I think deserves a clap, so I think it was kind of unfair how they were kind of like picking favorites, which I know we all do, but I think that was a little like, don't clap in the middle of a performance.
Yeah, and then also like they were leaving before bows to get to like stage door.
And I think that's just not right. Things.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, just don't leave before bows. Cause then you're just being rude to, like, the cast as a whole, along with, like, the creative team and everyone. And then I had a friend. She was telling me, because she went to go see Waitress with Colleen in it, she got hurt at the stage door because people were, like, pushing and shoving.
Yeah, So when I actually was in the stage door then, Colleen wasn't allowing pictures, but you could take pictures of her, and she was, like, signing playbills. But, like, I was right in the front, and no one was, like, too obnoxious. Like, they weren't pushing me, but I could definitely feel some, like, weight being, like shoving me, kind of like, I need to do it. But whenever I'm in the stage door to kind of prevent that, I'm always like, oh, like to the back. Because I usually, because I'm a kid, like the ushers and everything will let me like scoot into the front. So I'll always be like, does anyone want me to bring their playbills? So then I'll do that. And people are usually happy with that.
Yeah, it's when I went to New York for like one summer, I was seeing Frozen. I saw Hamilton there too, and then I also saw The Prom. So I got my playbill signed for Frozen. And so, like, because I was a kid, there's like this one side, and the usher was like, "Oh, hey, here, just like squeeze in there." So I was able to get in the front. But then when I came back to San Jose and I learned about stage dooring more, it's definitely different when like they're touring, because like they have the one like truck area where like the trucks are, where that like they tour on. And then like they're all just there and they're just like hanging out like normal people, like talking, and there's no pushing or shoving or like gates or anything. It's just very open.
I've actually only been to one tour show, but I'm planning to do more, and that was The Lightning Thief. And there was quite a lot of people. I think I was actually like one of the first to line up for the stage door, and everyone was kind of like looking there and was like, and then the cast started coming and people were like, I get to meet the cast. But it was just like a line and car, and like I think a car or two would pass through, and I think like Kristen had ordered pizza, so while she was signing playbills, like a pizza delivery truck came, and she was like, oh wait 2 seconds, and then she went to get her pizza.
She's like, give me 2 seconds, I need my pizza.
Yeah, I think that actually also happened with me and Chris Child, the guy who played Scorpius. Was that guy's name Scorpius? Anyway, the son of Draco Malfoy, the guy who played him, was like, oop, 2 seconds, I think that's my food delivery.
No, imagine just, like, being the person delivering, just, like, showing up, and there's, like, you signing things, and they're all like, what did I show up to?
Yeah, and if you're a Broadway fan, then you'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm delivering food to you. Oh my gosh.
You know, someday I want to do that. I want to work at like DoorDash and just deliver food to like touring cast or whatever.
I wonder if you can pick.
That maybe, I don't know. It might be like when you do like Ubers, you can like choose who to like pick up in those things. Who knows? Okay. Another one is, who are our favorite actors?
Hopefully one day the listeners will see it, but I actually have a slideshow of pictures to share. Okay, so here's Danny Wade.
Oh, you print? Oh, that's so cool. I have like a mini photo printer. I print out my interview ones.
Yeah, so that's Danny Wade. She played Katie. There's Andrew Barthfeld. Okay, no. Oh, this is Desi Oakley. She was actually one of the first people I ever interviewed, and I've stayed in touch with her for a long time, and she actually sent me a ukulele for my birthday.
That's so sweet!
Yeah. I have it in my room, but I was very happy with it. Kara Lindsay, icon. You've interviewed her.
Yes, I am still cringing from that because I did not know how to interview people, but...
Here's Talia Suskower. She plays Elphaba Tor. I have more, but I don't want to bore you, so...
It's not boring. Our favorite... Okay, I'm thinking of my favorite actors. I have too many.
Well, oh, I forgot to name one. Oh, wait, I'll show my photo. It makes me cry. Chris McCarroll.
We love Chris.
We stand Chris here.
Mm-hmm. You don't stand Chris? You can unfollow me. Thank you. Good night.
Okay, Chris. Okay, here's my picture with
flipping
Chris.
Chris McCarroll.
Yeah. Okay, what about you?
Okay, well, my favorite, Chris McCarroll. I both knew that we were both going to say that. Pretty much the entire Lightning Thief cast. Who else is there? And then Kara, Jeremy Jordan. I had a huge Jeremy Jordan phase because I had gone into Newsies. I had a huge Newsies Jeremy Jordan phase. Who else is there? Goodness. Debbie Diggs, because he's an icon with his hair. And then I think there's a lot more, but those are like my main. And then can't go without naming Kristen Stokes, because she's super cool and super chill. So yeah, I think that's my favorites.
Cool.
Okay, so I got another one. This one is mainly for you. It's how did you start Broadway Brains?
Because your first story, you just said special person. So I was like, how did they know it was me?
This is from the repost.
Yeah. So how did I start Broadway Brains? Oh, sorry. Wait, there's going to be a little cameo here. Come in. Come in. Okay, here.
There's a doggo!
Yeah. What we were talking about? I got lost.
How did you start Broadway Brains?
Yeah, so it was, I think it was April, and I was, oh, he wants to go out. It was, I am so sorry.
It's okay.
It was March. No, April. March, late March, early April. And I got this ad from Spotify to do, like, this free podcasting platform. So I kind of just jumped into it, and I filmed my first episode, Beetlejuice Happenings, talking about the Beetlejuice tea. You can't find it anymore because I thought it was too cringy. But then I started reaching out to some Broadway stars, and then people responded, and that's kind of where I am today.
Amazing. Yeah, my inspiration was you for my podcast, gonna be 100% honest.
I think I remember you messaging someone, and then they were like, oh, you were asking some questions and you wanted to schedule a consultation with me, and then that's how this started.
Yeah, and now we're like great friends, which I find so funny.
Yeah, I think we can also just like fangirl with each other, so that's just
yeah, that is probably 100% of our text messages is tea, fangirling, and just like theater kid things.
Yep, gifts too.
Mm-hmm, lots of gifts. Okay. I think you're like when I was asking for questions, you got the most questions. Like that I've ever, because like I've asked before for like questions you want to ask, like who's Kara, and then like I got a few, but then I think when I put in Lucy from Broadway Brains, they were like, oh, okay, do.
If there's that many questions, maybe I should do another solo episode on my podcast, because it's actually been like a long time since I've done a solo episode.
Yeah, just like a recap of like last almost 12 months now.
Yeah, April is 12 months.
All right, so this one is either pick a musical, so it's Mean Girls or Waitress.
How did they know? Those are like one of my top two, so it's very hard. Okay. I really love the music from Waitress, but I love Mean Girls overall. That's my answer.
Yeah, I'm going to say Waitress just because I haven't seen Mean Girls. I've seen, like, slime tutorials. But I've seen Waitress live when they were touring.
Mm-hmm. I actually haven't seen Mean Girls, but I know a lot of people from the cast.
Yeah.
So that's also a factor.
Yeah, I know Mariah and then Mary Beth from the tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so actually when I was at Waitress and I was doing the stage door thing, the girl who played Lulu, she had, like, the hugest Sharpie out of everyone. She was just, like, the listeners can't see, but she was doing, like, the hugest thing ever, like, because her name was Maddie. And so she's going, M-A, like, all over Jenna's face. And I'm like, thank you.
When I was watching Cursed Child, the guy who played young Harry Potter, his grandparents were there, and like his grandparents were filming his like stage door because I think it was his opening night, and I just thought that was so cute.
Oh, did you see Cursed Child in New York or when it was?
Yeah, on the Broadway. I think, oh, I have my playbill over there, but I don't want to get up again.
Yeah, the person, because there's this show that I watch on Netflix, it's called like Greenhouse Academy, I think.
Oh my gosh, Memories.
I know. I watched it at the beginning of quarantine, but I was watching it. And then the person, I forgot what his character's name is or what his name is. My bad. But the actor who played one of my favorite characters, I think, yeah, the character's name was Max. The guy who
Benjamin Papak.
There, yeah, him. He was playing who's Harry's son's name, child?
Albus.
Albus. Yeah, he was playing Albus. And so I learned that like 2 days after my mom and my brother went. I didn't go though. I think it's because I had like Nutcracker rehearsal or something. Mm-hmm. And so then they bring back their playbills. And I was like, oh, I want to look. And so I'm flipping through. And I'm like, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, and if there are any Broadway Brains listeners out there, be on the lookout. Maybe there's an episode with them.
Maybe.
Yeah, but I'm just, man, Benjamin Back. I started watching that show when I was like in fourth grade, so it's very deeply rooted in my brain.
Yeah, I started last year at the beginning of quarantine when like my school was canceled, and so I was like, I have nothing to do but watch Netflix. And then they were literally, I binged the entire show in 3 days, and then the fourth day was when they released the next season, so it was like perfect timing. Okay, so we have another question, which is Dreamcast the Beetlejuice tour.
Okay. Let's think. Beetlejuice, obviously. Let's think about him first. I'm gonna put in a challenge for me, and I can't use any Broadway cast members.
Oh, that's hard.
Okay, I don't know if you guys know Will Branner. He's the Aaron understudy on the tour. I would say him for Beetlejuice. Lydia, can I say me?
Yes, that totally works.
Okay, I'm Lydia. Delia. Okay, this is taking me too long, so I'm only going to do two more characters after this. Mm-hmm. But I want Beth Level. Leo.
She'd be a good Delia.
I know, right? And then for Lydia's dad, maybe Kevin Chamberlain.
That'd be interesting for him to do that, because he was in Adam's Family, so. And yeah. Jesse.
Jesse. And then I'll do Barbara. It's a little old for her, but I think Taylor Lautner could do it.
That's a good one. I think for Beetlejuice, anyone who is Dewey in School of Rock, kind of like Alex Brightman, just because they have a like rock tone voice.
Mm-hmm.
Lydia, I want to say Presley, but then if we're not doing Broadway cast, I have a friend, I met her during like a summer camp that I did. Her name is Berkeley. She's really good. I don't think she knows about my podcast, but Berkeley, she's really good, and I want her to be Lydia. And then Delia, I think I agree with you on Beth Lavelle. I kind of want Christy Altimore as Barbara.
Christy Altimore, oh my gosh.
I think it'd be interesting. She always plays those like, I mean, she played
sweet roles.
Yeah, she plays like sweet roles. And then I think the character development with Barbara would be interesting for her to do.
Okay, wait 2 seconds. Here.
Christy Altimore.
Oh my gosh, I saw her in Anastasia. I love Christy Altimore. She made me into the theater kid I am today. Oh my gosh, I love her so much.
Say, I mean, I've never seen Anastasia, actually. I just know like the basis of it. Because whenever it was touring in like San Francisco, I wasn't able to see it because it was like select seating only, and there were like 5 tickets left. We did not get on them, but
yeah. I saw, so I go to New York before COVID, obviously, but I would try. I think I would go like about once a year, and one year that I went, we did it late. It was like a holiday weekend, so it was a long weekend, but we booked our tickets late, and my whole family was there, and they were gonna go. They were actually watching Waitress. I think actually Sarah Bareilles was still there, but since me and my mom had booked tickets late, we couldn't watch with them. So then we just watched Anastasia, and I loved it.
Anastasia is a good one. So I mean, if I could pick between Waitress and Anastasia, I'd want to go watch Anastasia just because I haven't seen it before.
I remember when I was actually in New York when they were closing, and I was about to watch it. I was buying tickets, and my grandma was going with me, and she was like, okay, I'll pay for the tickets. And I was like, I'm going to see the closing of Anastasia. but then the tickets were out, so.
Ah, that sucks.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what was the last show that you saw before COVID?
Okay, I think I was in New York for my last show, and I think I saw, so I had like a Broadway marathon, so I don't know which one was it, but I saw Aladdin, Cursed Child, and, I'm like picturing myself walking, oh no! The last show I saw was Lightning Thief on Broadway. That's it. Yeah.
How perfect. My last show was Waitress. I saw it in December, and then we were planning on watching, I think, Wicked when it went around to San Jose again. But then COVID.
Oh my gosh. But I'm actually really grateful for COVID because it's actually broadened my theater perspective. Like, a lot of shows I didn't know or I didn't like, I do now because, like, after I've interviewed someone, I check the show out again, and then I'm like, wait, I love this.
Yeah, I mean, 2020 sucked just because, like, I was also going through, like, personal things at that time, but then, it also brought in, like, my podcast and all these things. I would have never gone into reading again because I hated reading. I would have never found out about the Lightning Thief because I had heard, this is how I usually get into musicals, like I'm on YouTube and I find like an animatic of a song. I found the animatic of My Grand Plan and I watched it and I was like, oh wow, this is pretty good. And then I listened to the entire thing and I was obsessed. And then I finished reading Percy Jackson and now I'm reading like all the Rick Riordan books. So, yep. Okay. Let me check the next one. Okay, we have more. Pick a show. Wicked or Hamilton?
Wicked.
Same. I got a lot of backlash for this, but I don't really like Hamilton. I mean, the music is really good, but overall as a show, it's not my favorite.
I do like Hamilton. I think I have a baby picture with Lin-Manuel Miranda somewhere in like one of my scrapbooks, because my mom's friend dated Lin in college.
So what?
Yeah. but like my mom didn't date him. It was my mom's friend, and I'm not sure they're even friends anymore.
Wait, that's so crazy though.
Yep. I was going through a major Hamilton phase. I actually wrote to Lin-Manuel Miranda with my friends in third grade, and I was like, can we have the rights to Hamilton to produce a junior production for our, I think I have some of the posters from it here, for our elementary school. So this is our drawing. And we made tickets and everything, and Lin-Manuel responded to us. And I was in a Din Tai Fung, and we had put my friend's address on it. And she texted me, and I was like, oh my gosh, look what came in the mail. And it was a letter from Lin. And he was like, sorry, I can't do that, but I'm glad the music's bringing you together. And then I wrote to him, like, a year later, and he was like, Lucy, it's good to hear from you again. And I was like, you remember me? So... yeah, that was a roller coaster.
I was like, wait, you remember me at like the dozens of Lucy's in the world.
I'm pretty sure more than dozens.
Okay, cast the characters of Wicked in Six.
Okay, so let's go in order. Catherine of Aragon. Name is Catherine of Aragon. Okay, so I'm not gonna go in order. So I think Catherine Howard, Glinda.
Yes.
I think... Jane Seymour as Elphaba because of Not That Girl. Like, I'm not that girl.
Oh, that made... I was thinking Anne Boleyn just because she's green for some reason.
Yeah, but I think, like, I'm that Not That Girl kind of resonates with Heart of Stone.
That's I feel like a
it's
good
kind
point.
Of similar.
Yeah.
So, and then I'm going to do Bach. Anne Boleyn. I just thought of that. Fiero. I'm not going to talk about Fiero. And then Nessa Rose. Maybe Anna of Cleves. Not sure, but maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's mine.
Yeah. Who, I mean, I think Madame Morrible, because she had that little turn at the end when she was all evil. I don't know who I would want her as. I think Nessa, I kind of want her as Catherine Parr, just because she's a bit more innocent in that sense. But yeah, Wicked and Six is like hard because they're completely different shows. I was supposed to go see it over the summer when my summer between sixth and seventh grade, which I'm in seventh grade now. But over the summer, I was supposed to go see Six, but then COVID happened and we had to like refund our tickets. And I was really sad, but then... it's all good, because then we just ended up watching the slime tutorial of it as, like, a family.
I actually, confession, I actually don't really watch slime tutorials.
You know, that's fine, actually. That's a good question. Your opinion on, like, bootlegs and slime tutorials.
Yeah, because I actually hate it, because, like, whenever someone films, like, when I'm performing, like, it distracts me so much, and I just hate it. I'm like, why can't you be in the moment? So I don't really like sponsoring that idea.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not okay with, like, the people who are filming it, but if it's a show that's closed, like, there's a Tuck Everlasting one. If the show is closed, then I feel okay watching it, but if it's, like, still open and still, like, getting tickets and doing well... then I don't watch most of them. So that's why I watched, like, the Six one when they were in, like, Chicago, or, like, Tuck Everlasting when they were back in, like, 2016.
Yeah, because when I used to watch bootlegs, I would actually do it to see whether I wanted to watch the show. So if I liked it, then I would actually buy tickets and then go see the show.
Yeah.
But then my mom was, like, telling me, like, some people aren't like me. Like, they'll just watch it and say they don't have to watch the show. So then they're basically, like, stealing money. So mm-hmm. That's just something to think about.
Yeah. Ben Platt, who is Evan and Dearman Hansen, there was this one, like, board game video with the cast. He wasn't there, though, for some reason. But they were playing, like, board games. And then one of them was all, like, there's this one time backstage where Ben just came running up to me in between, like, my two scenes. I think it was a girl who played Zoe. I'm not sure who it was at the time. But then she was all, like, and he came to me with his phone. He's like, you just have to watch this girl sing. And then it was, like, Lindsay Heather Pierce as Elphaba. And like, apparently Ben, like, it's so funny because like, you hear these Broadway stars who are watching bootlegs and you're like, oh, hey, I do it too. Okay, I got, wow, this one person sent in like 16. Okay.
Wow. Commitment. Very dedicated. You, I guess.
So cast the characters of Hairspray in Newsies.
I actually can't do that because I don't really know both of those shows very well. So.
Okay, that's fine. I'm sorry to the person. We're skipping that one. Mary Poppins or Annie?
I actually don't like either of those shows, so same. I'm gonna have to pass on those.
Okay. I think this one's very clear. Mean Girls or Phantom?
Mean Girls.
Yeah. My Phantom experience is something else. I've told the story so many times on the podcast, but basically I was taken to Phantom when I was 9, which is not smart. My mom took me. And it's not really smart to bring a 9-year-old to Phantom of the Opera because they get scared. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. Oh, it's like Disney shows. Aladdin or The Lion King?
And Aladdin, I saw Aladdin, and I saw Ariel Jacobs in it, and I really love Ariel Jacobs. She's been so nice to me, so I would say Aladdin, kind of just because of Ariel Jacobs.
Mm-hmm. I've seen both. I saw The Lion King on tour as well as Aladdin. Although Aladdin, I did not get to see the whole carpet thing, because it broke, so I missed the carpet, which really sucked. And then Lion King was good, but I think I like Aladdin music better. Okay, so next one. Waitress or Mean Girls? Literally what we were talking about like 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, I think someone asked that question already, so let's ask.
Oh,
that.
My bad. Okay. How your opinion on the prom movie, if you watched it?
Oh yeah, I did watch it. I really love Ariana DeBose, but besides that, I don't know really how I feel it. And like that, I actually hadn't watched the prom or was into the prom. And my librarians at my school actually sent me a copy of the prom book, like the novel. And oh. They were just like, oh, it's a Broadway thing and we thought you'd like Broadway. So oh, here's a free book. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay. But I do love Alyssa Green, like the song. Oh, mm-hmm. It's one of my new favorite musical theater songs.
Same. Yeah, The Prom was one of the first shows that I saw on Broadway when I was in New York. Yeah, so it was the first one that I saw on Broadway. Are you singing it? You're muted.
Yeah, I'm singing it. I'm singing it muted because I didn't know if the listeners wanted to hear me sing.
Yeah, so The Prom, and then The Prom was my jam. And then when I saw that James Corden was in the movie, I was like, oh no, Jesus Lord. And then I saw the movie, and he wasn't that bad in it. He was okay. It's so funny to see like your mouth moving, but there's not. All right. Who was your favorite? Okay, I'm gonna have to stop you. Who was your favorite star to interview for your podcast?
Oh my gosh, I honestly can't choose. But I love all of them, but one, Robert Kiki. You actually watched that interview.
I was there, yes.
Yeah, man, I was just so emotional. Like, towards the end, you were gone already, but at the end, I was like, oh my gosh, I love you so much. And I was like crying, and I was just like, you know, I love the Lightning Thief so much. So, like, you've done so much in my life. And I was just like bawling and bawling. And he was like, oh my gosh, thank you. And I was like, that was just it.
The Lightning Thief is a very special show to me. And then, yeah, I remember because like Rob was talking about like the toilet paper thing and how they tested like 16 different brands of toilet paper.
Yeah, because you want to make it Lego. Because, like, it, so when we watch it, I'm, like, picturing it. They went, like, boom, and it went, like, woo. And then it also went, like, swirly swirls.
No, there's this one picture where, like, it's Chris, and it has, like, the two leaf blowers. And, like, his face in it is all, like, ah!
We have a follow teapot of Chris. We won't say who's running it, but it has amazing content.
Teapot of Chris. Yes. And then what else was there? Oh, so, I mean, speaking of Chris, I'm pretty sure I mentioned this to you about a bit, but I used to do this thing with my friends called Daily Pick of Chris. They hated it, but I was like, no, he gets 45 days and you guys are going to deal with it.
Oh my gosh, Daily Pick of Chris.
And then my other friend, she wanted to do like a daily picture of like Joey Richter from like Star Kid. And then she was doing it. She got to day two and she gave up. And she's like, this is too much for me. And I was like, I did 45 days. And I elaborated on each picture.
Honestly, this controversial, but I actually didn't know a lot about Star Kid. And I don't know, Star Kid isn't really my thing, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they swear a lot. They have some injuries. But then at the same time, it's kind of funny. I only know about Star Kid from Mariah. I started getting into it after I talked to Mariah about
When I talked to Mariah, I didn't even know. Like, I was... So, I emailed her. So, I was emailing her and talking to her. And then I was like, oh, do you have any topics you really want to talk about? She was like, no, Mean Girls is really cool. But that's basically it. And then I was like, okay. Then, like, I didn't even know about Star Kid. And then I was getting, like, TikTok compilations on my YouTube recommendations, like Star Kid. And I was like, what the heck is a Star Kid? But Star Kid isn't my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I get that. Star Kid, I think it's for those people who aren't really, like, into theater, like, dig deep, like, for example, like us. It's kind of just for the people who are like, they like singing, they like to see people singing and dancing, but they're not really into like big Broadway shows. So I think that's why Star Kid isn't like the favorite for some theater kids. Just because it's like made for people who aren't as into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you, wow, I I lost it there. I am just really good at losing things.
It's fine.
Who was the first person that you interviewed for your podcast?
Samantha Pauly. I actually really reached out to a ton of Broadway artists, and then Sam, she responded to me on my email. I remember getting her email, and I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, Sam. And I was really into Six at that moment. And I was like, and then she was there and she gave me her like phone number and she was like, text me. And she was calling me like, sweetie. And I was just like, and she was like, oh, and I was like, oh, I can pay you. Like, I can pay you. And she was like, no, keep your money. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I was just, like, so emotional. And,
if that were me, I would have just given her my money anyway. I'd just been like, take my entire wallet.
See, I do like money, so I wasn't afraid of keeping it.
I know. The crazy thing is, like, now, like, talking or, like, interviewing all these, like, actors and that stuff. They're all like, oh, hey, yeah, if, like, you're ever in New York or, like, if you're at a show on tour. And they're like, we'll give you, like, a backstage tour. And, like, we'll let you walk on stage. And I'm like, you'd let me do that?
I know. Man, like, I was just like, Kate Lumpkin, she was like, oh, whenever in New York, like, reach out to me and like I'll give you like a tour and I'll like, take you to my favorite spots to eat. And I was just like, Kate Lumpkin's gonna be my tour guide. I mean, like, Kate Lumpkin's gonna be my tour guide. And then, like, because of all the people I interviewed at Mean Girls, they were all like, you're basically an honorary member of the cast. And I was like, yeah, I am. I'm not going to shy away from that title. I need to put that on my resume. I am an honorary member.
Honorary member of Mean Girls. Yeah, I felt like, because for Mariah, she's like, you know what? Yeah, girl, if you're ever at a show, hit me up. I would totally let you backstage. And I was like, you would trust me backstage with, like, the entire cast and all your props back there, too? I would break all of it.
I know. I feel like somehow I would be crying, and then I would stain something, and then they, like, maybe the costume designer had died, so they can't remake it. And I'm just like, I'm so sorry.
I know. I'm like, don't trust me backstage with all your costumes and those things. I want to put all of them on, and it won't be a pretty thing. Yeah, so, because you have a lot of episodes just, like, pre-recorded and those things. And I'll cut this part out if you want to. Who's your favorite, like, to be, like,
no, no problem cutting it out here. I'm actually going to get my list up.
You have a list? That's fancy.
Yeah, because I have it all in a folder. And I actually have them all scheduled ahead of time. So I do know, like, everything. Do-do-do, Broadway brains. Ari Afzar, she was Eliza in the Chicago Hamilton. I just found her really inspiring, and what she said really inspiring. And then Robert Rakiki is coming up.
Yay!
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that episode.
Yeah. Man, I love him.
Their entire cast is so chaotic. I love it.
Yeah.
Because on Kristen's Instagram, she has, like, all the highlights from The Lightning Thief. And so then, like, I just go through, like, some days and I'm just watching them and I'm laughing. Sometimes I'll, like, screen record them and send them to my friends. They're like, we don't care. But I'm like, nope, I'm sending you more. Deal with it.
I would always appreciate that. Like, man, that Lafayette, I was, like, hysterical.
No, their arms are, like, in sync, too, when they're doing it.
And Chris, he was, like, looking at the mirror. He just looked so focused. And I was just like, why are you looking so focused?
Yeah. No, there's another one, which is my favorite. It's like 5 minutes before a show. And then there's Chris, not in costume, without his mic. He's just, like, chilling in, like, a beanie and, like, a sweatshirt and, like, jeans. And he has, like, hangers. And he's chipping away at paint on Kristen's wall. He's going, I am hanger hands.
But honestly, with, like, the tone of Percy, if he came on that outfit, I'm pretty sure it would be okay. Because, like, it's a very, like, modern show. So, like, the outfits are very, like, modern.
Yeah, and then so, like, he's like, I'm hanger hands, I just want someone to be mad at me. And then Kristen goes, we're all mad at you, Chris. And he goes, I am acting out. And he starts, like, banging on her wall. And then,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, and so then she's all like, and so Chris is all like, do you know who I am, hanger hands? And then, like, they keep going, like, now he's in the hallway, and then Jaylen walks out from her dressing room, and then she's just staring at Chris, who's, like, going off. And I think, like, Jarrell in the background is all like, you also have 5 minutes till show. He's all like, you guys act like I don't do this before every night.
Okay.
Yeah, moving on from Lightning Thief. What's your, well, yeah. So have you ever heard of something called a Verno?
Oh, I've heard of it, but no.
Okay, well, I'm here to educate people on a Verno because I just got really into it. Basically, I mean, the person who runs it, her name is, like, Megan. I would love to interview her sometime, but as always, scared to email people. And so then basically, like, it's Marvel, but musicals, and, well, not Marvel because there's no superheroes, but it's really good. There's a new musical called Over and Out. They say one bad word, I think, but then that's it. And it's really good. It's okay.
Okay, Chris just messaged me, so I'm responding to that.
Chris flippin' messaged
me. Okay, wait, 2 seconds. The performance, how much is it? Sorry, I worked with a theater company and we're trying to bring him in to do a Q&A and a performance, so.
What? No, I'm there for it. Where do I come?
Well, you passed on it because you were too busy, so.
Well, no, I didn't.
You snoozy love. Now you're gonna miss him.
Wow. No, the fact you're like, Chris just messaged me, you said so calmly. I was like, what?
Sorry. Man.
He's so cute.
Were you gonna say cute, but then you said cool?
Yeah, I mean, yes, because that's my cover.
Okay, let's get on to the next question before we get too crazy.
Before we get too Chris-crazed. Okay, this one is Beetlejuice or Into the Woods?
Beetlejuice.
Same. I don't know Into the Woods that well. Although this one time, my music teacher, because he's very invested in, like, Broadway, but he's very, like, golden age. Other than Hamilton, he's very much obsessed with Hamilton. And basically, he assigned us all scenes, and so then he cut me out of the project because apparently I was, like, too scaled to be acting with my classmates, which I find a bit interesting.
What do you mean scaled?
Like, he was all like, you know what, Alina, you know too much about this. You just, you can, like, have free period. And I was all like, okay. Are you singing again?
I muted. I was talking. You're too much of a theater stan to do it. That's what he was thinking.
Yeah. Because, like, my friends got to do, like, Into the Woods. And I was like, I want to do Into the Woods, too. He's all like, no, you just, like, go do your math homework or something. So, yep. Go-to audition song.
I think Requiem from Dear Evan Hansen. That's my upbeat. And then In My Own Little Corner from Cinderella as, like, legit.
Yeah. My go-to just song for, like, anything is My Grand Plan. but for auditions, my upbeat is Good Morning Baltimore. And then my legit is Vanilla Ice Cream from She Loves Me.
Okay, I literally could sing My Grand Plan in my sleep. Grand Plan.
I'm pretty sure I did once. One time my brother, he said, I was walking by your room and you were just talking about, like, Broadway stuff. And I was like, why are you listening to me sleep? He's like, I wasn't. But you were talking about, like, Chris. And then there was all, like, Jarrell. And I was all like, oh.
My gosh.
Mm-hmm. Because apparently I talk in my sleep. My entire family does. One time, this is totally random and off topic, my sister, because I had to share a room with her, because, like, my room, there was, like, a water leak in it, so I couldn't be in my room. So I shared a room with my sister. And then in her sleep, I woke up and she's going, you'll never catch me, monkey. It was just the weirdest thing, and it's totally off topic, but my family is really interesting.
Maybe she's talking about Wicked.
That is a good guess.
Okay. Next question.
Yes. Okay, who are your biggest inspirations?
I don't know. That's really my answer to the question.
I think every single Broadway actor to walk the earth is my inspiration, or any actor in general. And then my mother, because I love her.
Sorry, I, like, choked on on air.
You can choke on air?
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. I want to try and choke on air sometime. That sounds fun. Yeah, I'm that kind of person. I make those jokes.
Okay, before I die of hot laughter, let's go.
Okay, if you could be into any other hobby than, like, theater, what would it be?
Not sure, honestly. I do like baking. I mean, some people, like, theater is, like, all, like, they eat, sleep, drink, breathe theater. But I kind of just, like, do multiple things. So I do baking. I do, like, hand lettering, like, calligraphy. So
here's an example.
Like,
oh, cute. I tried calligraphy. It didn't work.
I do that, but that's mostly what my... Oh, traveling. But that's kind of
non-existent working. Right now.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's mostly my hobby list.
Cool. Yeah. I think mine would be drawing, because I do digital art. And then... what else is there? Oh, and I also write. I do. I have an entire book universe thing that I work on.
Gosh. Sorry. Yeah. I'm so weird. I was trying to close my pen in my mouth without looking. Oh, yeah, but I do songwrite. So that's something I do as well.
Songwriting is so fun, but I can't do it. My brother can do it. I can't.
I don't want to say I'm good at it, but I kind of want to say I am.
whenever I tell my friends, like, oh, hey, I have a new interview episode up, they're all like, what, you're so famous? And I'm like, I'm not famous. And but then, like, this one time I was like, well, I hate to sound conceited, but, like,
yeah, because this is off topic, but talking about tea, me and you were talking about, I don't know if we want to talk about it because this is a theater podcast.
It's fine. So no, like, I mean, I literally, the description of this episode is, you can sit with us.
Okay, just so you know, it's kind of like at the hour mark, so I don't know if people are listening.
Oh, it is? Oh my god, wow.
Okay, so we can pause the episode, but I do still want to say stuff to you, but it doesn't have to be in the episode.
Well, thank you so much for coming, Lucy.
Thank you so much. Maybe I'll see you sometime soon.
Yes, whenever the world opens back up, we need to meet in person.
Yeah. Bye, listeners.
Bye. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Theater Talk. That was a super long episode. It was an hour long, but I hope you guys enjoyed sitting with us. Haha, Mean Girls reference. If y'all got that, claps for you. So thank you so much for listening again. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can also listen to the many, many interviews that Lucy has over on Broadway Brains by Lucy. The Instagram is Broadway Brains Pod, I believe. Yeah, it's Broadway Brains Pod. It's super good. She's super cool. And I'll see you guys all next week. Bye.